We are on Daf, Kuf, Lamed, Aleph, Lamed, Aleph. Around 13 lines from the top, Toshma, Tisha, Nichse, Koyen. There are 9 inyonim, which are Nichse, Koyen, which they are the Nechosim of the Koyen. Trume, or Trumas Meiser, Vechala, Reishis Hageis, Umatonois, Sin Rashi, this is going on, Zreil Chayim Vekeve, it's also going on, Chazei Veshoik, Vahadmai, Dmai means Trumas Meiser Shel Dmai, even though the Meiser of Dmai, a person is mafrish it and keeps it for himself, but the Trumas Meiser of Dmai is given to the Koyim. Vabikurim, Vakeren, Vachemish. So these are called Nichsei Koyim. Is Lamai Lav, Lohitzion, Bedayonim. It's Nichsei Koyim that it's called Mamein Sheyesh Leitovim. And a Kohen can come and be Toiveya, these Matonis. So we see not like Rav Chisde. So the Gemara says, Loi, Lechidachsnan, Loma Omru, Lema Omru, Nichsei Kohen. Gabi, what Indian are they called Nichsei Kohen? Shekoine Behem, Avodim, Vikarkois, Obey Metmeyo. That means he can purchase whatever he wants with them. They don't have to be only used for a certain shimushim. He can use them for whatever he wants to use them for. Obey Metmeyo, Obal Chayv Noitlam Bechayvai. If a Kohen has a Bal Chayv, so he can take these matonas for himself, the isha b'ksubosa, an isha can be given the ksuba from them, the sefer teire, or he can even buy a sefer teire, any shimush that he wants, he can use with them. That's what it means, nichsei koyen, but not, that is, yochel leitzion b'dayonim. Let us see Rashi. Rashi, Tisha Nichsei Koyim. So Rashi says, Lo Yodati Heichon Shnuya. It seems this is a Baraisa. Rashi doesn't know where this was said. Ubisvarim Eino Ksuva Bishovet. We'll see in other Svarim it says Tisha. We'll see Taisis brings down Darach Skir said Shiva. And then Rashi says, "Umaytzi ani tezvot matnes kune shekula nichsei koyin." Rashi says, "If I would want to count the matnes kune, which are nichsei koyin, which are the coins the koyin can do whatever he wants with them, I have 15. Shekula nichsei koyin lasses behem kol tzrochov." And Rashi starts enumerating. Atrume, Utrumis Meiser, Utrumis Meiser Shel Dmai, Vachalas, we have 4 already. Vabikurim, Bereshis Hageis, Umatone Shel Chulim, so we have 7, Vishel Kochim, we have 8. Vakeren, Vachimish, Shel Gezel Hager, we have 10, Steyachuze, Ustei Charomim, Ubacher Balmum, Opinion Aben, Opinion Petach Amel. So Rashi has 15. And what is Pshat? And here it says 9. So Rashi says, Venira Be'einai, Shekulam Shnuyimbo. really, in this Baraisa, this is how the Marshal says, Pshat and Rashi, there were 15, they were enumerated, these 15 that Rashi had said. So how could it say 15 and there's 9? So we have a problem. So Rashi says, the Marshal explains, by us it's Chsuri Mechsere. That means we don't have the whole Baraisa. The Kulon Shnuyim Bo. In the Baraisa, it said all 15. Va'afal Pikein, after the Baraisa enumerated all these 15, the Baraisa started off by saying, Tisha Nichsei Koyin. There are 9 Matanas which are Nichsei Koyin. So how do we understand this? So Rashi says as follows. Really, it said in the Baraisa 15. He got the number 9, V'choshev Trume, U'Trumes Maisa V'Admai V'Chalo Kechodo. That means even though these are 4 Matnas Kune, but the Tana called them 1. They're all Trume. So we have to take away 3. That means these 4 that it said in the Baraisa are really 1, so we take away 3. Kechode, the kulu trumanine, the old truman. Ubecher, upidyan aben, upidyan petach amer. It's also kechode. So now we take away 2. There's a 3, we take away 2. So before we took away 3, so from 15 we had 12. Now we take away 2, so we have 10. The Karen v'chaimish to gezel ager chode. Karen v'chaimish is not 2, is 1. So now we have 9. The kulu hanuch matona l'koine. So that's why the Baraisa really, by uns is chsuri mechsere, Barashi says that I think that all of them were written in the Baraisa. V'nire b'einai shekulon shnuyim bo. Maybe we don't have the complete Baraisa. From all these 15, the Tanna concentrated them and called them 9. The Kama Bepirkin Choshev called Chov Dalad Matonis Kuhne. Narash explains this Keren Vachemish Agoizel as Ager, Vinish Baloi, a person stole Ager and then he swore. He swore he was Makrish Bishwur, Umeis Ager. Bachekach hoidesh and nishbal sheker, and then he was made that he swore false. Tomar achmonem, so the zachiyu keren b'chaymish. V'meim le'ish goyel, so you give to the kahanim, shaloise mishmi, give the keren b'chaymish. V'chi yesh lecho odam b'yisrael she'en lo'y goyalim. Elezeu ger shemeis ve'en lo yorshim. That's a ger shemeis ve'en lo yorshim. We have here a baraisa that says that there are 9 matanis which are nichsei koyim, shekoyne bem avodim v'karkois beim etmeye. It's his; he can buy with them. And Rashi, when Rashi explains matanis, so Rashi says matanis shel chulin. Vishel Kochim. Now Rashi said a mouthful over here. Rashi says Shel Kochim, which means Chazei Vishoik. That's also, so it's Nichsei Koyim. Shekoyim Nebem Avodim Vikalkois. So the Rishash tells us on this Rashi, this is not a Poshet Rashi, Rashi just said a mouthful. There's a Mishnah in Kedushin Daf Nun Beis Amet Beis. A mekadesh bechelkoi eina mekodeshes. Chelkoi means chelkei shel koyin. Chelkei shel bailin. But let's talk about chelkei shel koyin. Chazei v'shoik. if a kohen was mekadesh bechelkoi eine mekadeshes, and the Gemara says it's talking about after shechita, the kohen mishulchan gavoya kazochu, and it's eine mekadeshes. Now, so the Rishash tzeichen su a Teisvis there. This is a very difficult mission. Teisvis asks Akasha, why is Eina Mekadeshes? What is this different than Amanasha Daba Elecha Lishiltai? If a person was Mekadesh and Isha, Amanasha Daba Elecha Lishiltai, that means he's a lawyer, he's going to speak to the governor, and L'chayra Taisis and the Kash understood, and so she'll derive benefits from his speaking to the governor. She's Mekadeshes. So if I was Mesavit, that she should derive a benefit through me, that's Kedushin. So here, a Mekadesh Bechelka, if a Taisis Amir Dike Kashe, now she has a steak meal, I gave a Chazav Ishoik, through me she got it. So what is the difference? The Menashe Daba Olecha L'shil. This is Toisvis Kasha. The Kasha is Amar Adike Kasha. There's a Toisvis and a Toisvis Yishonim. Toisvis says, Mekadesh Bechelkoi, it's not his money. It's not his money. Mishulchan Gaboya Kazochel. He's eating the Rabbeinu Shalom. He's eating by the Tisha of the Rabbeinu Shalom. He has a Schus Achila by the Rabbeinu Shalom's meat. Ve'eino yochel likach momen mehanosha osolo. He can't ask any wages. He can't ask any schiris for what he did. So I saw in the Mishnah Salevi, he explains this as follows, a beautiful pshat. When I'm mekadesha al menashe daba elecha lishiltai, he's not mekadesha with the end result. He's not Mekadesha, the Shulton, she wanted a permit from the Shulton. The Shulton gave her a permit through me, so I'm Mekadesha with the permit that you got. No, that's a grommet. I mean, he's not, the Shulton gave her a permit, that's not. He's Mekadesh her for his services. You're successful. He didn't say it would be successful. Amadash, Daba Lecha LeShulton. He said he's going to do a service for her. This is a service that one can charge money for. He's doing the service for free. So he's giving her something of his, which has a market value. So he gave her a shavah pruta. The Shulton didn't listen. That's irrelevant. He's giving something of his to her, which is worth a shavah pruta. That is a service. And the service has a market value. You can get money for the service. Here Taisvis says, here he's not doing a service. He's not doing anything. He had a right to eat from the Shulchan Gavoya. Now he was Mavata's right. He gave her the right. He's not giving her his money. He's not doing a service. He's not doing a pu'ule. If he could ask money for this service, he didn't do anything. You didn't give me anything. Maybe that's a gromer. It could be. I was misavit. That she should be able, that there's a shulchan gavoy, and he was misavit. She can leave for the shulchan gavoy. But she got nothing from him. So therefore, Taisus says, that's Eima Kodeshus. That's one mahalach. Then Taisus brings down a Taisus Yishonim. Taisus Yishonim says, Avagav de isbe shovel pute sheyocha lemoicha lekoyen. Here Taisus says, Akash, Taisus is chaylik. The Taisus Yishonim is chaylik on Taisus. He gave her a portion. He could have sold this portion to another koyen. This, the chazay v'shoik, he could have sold to a koyen and get money from it. That's Taisus kash. That's the Taisus Yishonim's kash. Now this is a serious kash. If Taisus says he can get money for it, so that means they have a bailus, even though it's Shulchan Gavoya. You have to understand what Taisus holds. But come on, as Isaac Taisus, you can get money for it. Kiven shemaman gavoyu, eina mekodeshes. But since it's maman gavoyu, eina mekodeshes. State Mishnah Salevi, I don't know pshat mitoisvus. Fine, okay. But the Taisvus, we have to understand if he can get money for his chelik, so why is she not mekodesh? We have to understand pshat and Taisvus. So this is a problem when we learn Masechtas Kedushin. We have to understand that Taisvus is shat. Al Kaponim, the Rishash, who is now, we're now learning Masechtas Chulim, the Rishash says that, I have here a machlokes, the Taisvus Shishonim and Taisvus. Can a person sell his chelik of Chazay Vishayk? The Taisvus Shishonim says he can sell it. He can get money for it. So it's called mine, I can get money for it. So Memele, Zuk the Rishash, Ah, Rashi holds like the Taisus Yishonim. Rashi says, Matonis is Nichsei Koy. Matonis, Rashi says, Vishel Kochim. Matonis Shel Chulim Vishel Kochim. Then Nichsei Koyin, Rashi says. Nichsei, he can buy something with it. That's what it says in Nagamore. So Memele, so the Rishash says, Rashi holds like the Taisus Yishonim. How you learn pshat Masechtas Kedushin? Okay, you have to know pshat. That's a problem. You have to know. But a kaponim, there's a Taisvus Yishonim that says by Chazay v'shoik you can sell it. I have a bailis in it. Even though Mishulchan Gavoya Kazochel, I'm called a bailim and I can get money for it. And so Melech, I can get money for it. So I can buy things with it. So it's called Nichsei Koy. That's what the Rishash says. Fine. We have to just understand why he says, Einim HaKodeshes. That's a Kedushin Dikah problem. I have only light another problem. Rashi says, U'b'chayr Balmum. Here Rashi says, U'b'chayr Balmum. So why does Rashi say, why Dafka U'b'chayr Balmum? If Makadish Bechelkoi Bekotchim, Chazay Veshoik, even though Mishulchan Gavoya Kazocha, it's called his. So why does Rashi say Bechayim Balmum? I don't understand Rashi. I don't understand the difference between Chazay Veshoik and Bechayim Tam. I don't, basically. Maybe there's another Cheshbin by prayer, but I don't understand the difference between Bechayim Tam and Chazay Veshoik. Al kaponim, lama amru, lama amru, lama hilchese. Let's finish the Rashi. Why did they say it's nichsei koyim? Not that it's yoytze b'dayonim. No, that he can buy anything with it. B'sefer teire. Afa pi she'eino l'achile, b'lei l'dobe she'yov l'idei achile. It says here, it's saying chedushim over here. We have to, between you and me, we have to really appreciate the chedushim. I mean, according to Rashi, let's speak about a poshita case. Reishis hageis, pidyon haben. I mean, these are one of these nine. It's nichsei koyin. L'mayin afkemin, it's nichsei koyin. He can buy a bayim et meya with it. That's the chiddush. He doesn't have a bishayna lachila, even though it is. I mean, by pidyon haben, let's talk about pidyon. Did be a hava mina? I mean, you need a paraisa to tell me a chiddush. I'll tell you a chiddush. You know, with the five sloim of pidyon haben, you can buy a bay matmeya with it. You can buy a karka with it. I mean, what's the chiddush? I mean, I'd have a hava mina with the money you have to buy a steak with it. I mean, what is the chiddush? The Braisa says it for a chiddush. And you have to appreciate the chiddush. But al kaponim, I had an uncle glad that he bought his karke for Meiva Elacha Meiva Esram. He bought it with the money from what he got for Pidyon Haben. That's what that money he used to buy the karke. Good, you can buy karke with it. It's that's what it says over here also. Shekoinim amavodim v'karkois. About kaponim, the Braisa seems to be telling us a chiddush. We have to understand what the chiddush is. It says you can buy a behemah and avodim v'karkois. And you can buy a Sefer Torah with it. No, what's the chiddush of Sefer Torah? Shem Yishamayim. If you buy a, with the opinion of Ben Mon, you buy a Sefer Torah, it's a smotza minas minim, it's a heilige geld and a Sefer Torah. So Rashi says, what's the chiddush of a Sefer Torah? Afo pi sheinu l'achile, even though you're not eating anything. V'loi l'dove sheyovi l'idei achile. V'libi l'gamgem l'may tonye. Rashi says, I don't appreciate the chiddush of Sefer Torah. Hoyel betole the fila beima tmeya loy keach mem. You can buy a beima tmeya. So you can buy a chamoy, you can buy a sus. A fila sefer teire. So others say, other rishonim say, no. A beima tmeya, you can, it's boli de achila. You buy a beima tmeya, you buy a sus, you rent it out and, get food. You can buy food with it. Sefer teire, you buy a sefer teire, you know how to get money from a sefer teire. So that's the chiddush. Well, Kaponim, we have to appreciate the chiddush, but the havamina would be that you need to use it for eating purposes. Al Kaponim, the way Rashi makes the chesm. Let us see Tosfos. Hachi garsinim beperish Rabbeinu Chananu, shiva nichsei koin. Rabbeinu Chananu had a different gears. 7. V'loi choshiv hoche kol chav dalet matnes kune, v'choshiv l'kamon bepilkin. So what's the 7? V'loi choshiv hoche lahanach da'asurim l'zorim v'hein momim koyin. So memele, he's speaking about, that's the chiddush, it's osel l'zorim, he's speaking about food. And it's also lezorim, and it's already holy. It's a holy matana. We'll see soon. Afal pikein v'hei momen koyin. It's momen koyin, and he could take this holy money, and he takes the truma, and he buys a sus with it. I mean, there's another koyin that has a sus for sale. So he goes and he takes his holy money. He can buy a sus. It's nifsei koyin to buy a double tummy, to buy a kalke. I mean, that's the chiddush. But we're speaking about macholim, which are also lezorim. So it means it's only mutar lekahanim. And the koyin can take these macholim and buy a sus with it. That's the chiddush. So now we have to figure out what are the 7. But according to the Rach, what are the 7? So we have Trumas Maisa, Vachala is 3. Demai is 4. Bekurim is 5. And then we have Matonais is 6. Matonis, we'll see Israel Chayam Bekeva, we have a problem, Israel Chayam Bekeva is Mutalizom, that's a problem. Matonis is 6. And what's the 7th one? What's the 7th of Darach? So the Tiferes Yaakov says, the 7th one is Kerem Bechaymish, but not the Kerem Bechaymish that Rashi said of Gezel Ager, but the Kerem Bechaymish of Azor Eitrume Beshoigig, so the din is you have to be Mafrish Kerem V'chaymish fun chulin, and the chulin becomes trume, and it's also lezorim. So memele, so we have already 6 that we understand, which is also lezorim. Now we have matones, which are problematic, which matones amuta lezorim. So that's the problem. That's the isviskashe. V'ho de choshiv matones. So matones is the 7th one. Av al pishim utoris lezorim. The Taisha says, Mishum de Tovli, Vidama le Truma, Kedama le Kama. There's one Mandiyama that says later that you're not allowed to eat the Beheime before you mafrish Zroya le Chayayim Bekeve, so it's Tovli. It's Tovli. Before the Afroshe, you're not allowed to eat it. So, Zechtoises afal gavtel asilches sohochi. We don't paskin like that. It was a man yoma that said, we don't paskin like that. Hainid lahavik ha'ichol tvolim, avu mikol mokim, yisure ike lechom bibahemosh lehumu matone sel. You're not allowed to eat from the behemish lehumo matanoisel. So you have to know what Taisus. So before the harome, it's not tevel. It's al kaponim. You're not allowed to eat before hafroshes hamatones. So I don't know exactly. So if we'll say this issur is only on a Yisrael. So then it's a halbetzora. So this is also, this is also lezorim. That means before the hafroshe, you're not allowed to eat any chelik of it, including the zroi lechayayim. If it's also afilu lekahanim, so what's the chiddush? Maybe it's also a chiddush that, but you're allowed to sell it maybe before the afrosh, even though it's also bachila, you're still allowed to sell it. Maybe that's the chiddush. Inami lechoshev ala midi de barachila. Maybe let's not go into also lezor. We're only speaking about matnas kuna that are foods. So foods is, so we have these foods. So he's not talking about reishis ageis. He's talking, not talking about pidyon haben. He's talking about foods. V'hod lechoshev b'chayr. Fill up her b'amun. We have enough. Mishum dakati la b'achilu shetzorch shchita. When you give it to the kohen, so it's not roi l'achilu. We're talking about something that's roi l'achilu. Zok to Gemara Vayta. Ahu levo, there was a levi, the chota tavachota of matante. He chapt zroi l'chayayim. The Kaver, and let us see, Rashi says a very interesting akimta over here. Rashi says, Chotev matamte, kshahoyu atinoikis melichen azroya vuchayayim vakeva lakoyim, choitvin miyedeim. A very interesting maysa. There was a levi, and he used to stand around in the streets, and there were ketanim that they were bringing azroya vuchayayim vakeva takoyim, started up with the cotton, he grabbed it away from him, he ate it, Shalom al Yisrael. So, the Chassam Sefer says, what was Pshat in this Levi here? He says as follows. He says, this Levi was a Lamdan, maybe a Shtikul Novel B'Shus HaTorah, but he was a Lam. The Chassam Sefer Azay. That means like this, if the Zroya L'chayayim Bekeva was by the Yisrael, that he shechted it, and before he gave it over to the Shliach, so he would have chapped it away from him, so then, Humon from him, Tevis Hano. I mean, who are you to chap away? It's, maybe the Kayanim can't obey for you, it's Momon Shein Lei Tevim, but I have a Tevis Hano. So he didn't want to chap it with the Yisrael. If he gave it to a Shliach, and the shliach was a godel. So mistame, the Chassam Sefer learned, so then I say, heilach kischi. So he was zeicher ready for the kohen. So it belongs to the kohen already. Zeicher can't chap it away. Because, can't chap it away, belongs to the kohen. So the kohen is not to the that he can't do either. Oh, now he gave it to a cotton. So what's the mile of giving it to a cotton? Zuk the Chassam Sefer, if you give something to a cotton, that's an aveda midas. A cotton is a lava das, so it's called an aveda midas, which is hefker already. If you give something to a cotton, you can't trust a cotton. That's called aveda midas, it's like hefker. So now, the cotton had a hefker dike zroya l'chayayim. It's not, it's ois bilems, because it's aveda midas. So she says, in reality, the cotton could be zeiche. What could it be zeiche? But the zechi of a cotton is only ad rabbona. But this is only it can only be zeiche what the Bailam had, the Tevis Ano, more than the Tevis Ano didn't have. Chazal will never misaken Tevis Ano for a cotton. But he should be zeiche in the Tevis Ano. So this lady was a rizika lamdan. So that means this cotton, the bailam doesn't have taivas hano, it doesn't belong to the kohen, that the cotton also wasn't zeich in the Teves Hano. So Mamela, he can chop it, and no one can shlat matad in Teira. And he did this. That's what he was doing. This was this Ahuli boy, Davi Chotav Matante. Also, Omru Leila Rav. So they're telling Rav what this Levi is doing. Om Elohu, so Rav said, Azam Echutzef, Loi Mistaye de Loi Sheklina Mine, he says, not enough, we don't take from this Levi, Yisrael Chayev Kevet. In reality, there'd be a Svara to say he has to give Yisrael Chayev Kevet to every Kevet. Ela Michtav, na Michotev, as Am Echutzef, he goes and chaps away Yisrael Chayev Kevet, Am Echutzef. Frag the Gemara, what is Pshat in this Hagdom of Rav? The mitzvah of Israel Chayim Vekeva was said, the Pasuk says, V'zeh yiyeh mishpat ha-kahanim me'eis ha-om. The om has to give Israel Chayim Vekeva. So now, are Levi'im called om, or are Levi'im not called om? So the Gemara says, so what does Rav hold? Yikru om, if they're called an om, so they're also mechuyev when they shech the beim of chulam. The mechuyev to give Israel chayim vekeve mishkol nami lishkol minayis. What does Rav say? We don't take from him. What do you mean? You have to go whenever he shechs. You go and they make sure that kaven ala mitzvahs. Make sure that he gives Israel chayim vekeve. Ilo yikrayom. If he's not called an om, is rachmona potrinos. What is we don't take from Israel chayim. I mean. States if you don't take, there's no chiyuv and the Levi to give Israel a chayayim. So the Gemara answers, Misavkele yikriyam ilo yikriyam. He says, Emerson, Rav was misupik. This Levi already, he was alamdan already. When it comes to Israel chayayim, he's also getting away with murder al flumdis, because maybe he's mechuyiv to give. Amit mechver overai. It's a suffix, so. He doesn't give Zroyel Chayayim Bekevis. He's getting away with murder by not giving Zroyel Chayayim Bekevis because maybe there's a Chiv and Levi'im to give. So that was Rav Zagdomet. So not giving Zroyel Chayayim Bekevis is also a Pesazoi. He's not giving only out to Lomdus Misofik. We can't be Maitzi Momen from him. Could be Yizmachuyim. But now to do such a spitzel to chap from a cotton and that doesn't have a schia of Tevis Hano, this is really stretching it much too far. Let's see what Rashi says. Chotev matante kshoyat, yeah, we said this Rashi, loy mistaye, loy dai, dechshu shoychet as pehentai. Enonu koifen oise losses matonis lokoyen ache, we don't force him. Al michtev nami chotev bet mir. Bring the Gemara. V'rav may daiti damala meistayd lo sheklinim and damash machine chaylam lekayfe lekach. We could really have forced them to give. V'nim noim onu. We're restraining ourselves. So what's that kind of shot? Iyikru if Leviim are called on lishkol minei. Tomeisa omeisa ifche hazevach siv. Vim la ikrom rachmona potre a mighty bus of dinigabai, we do matoiva, we don't force him to give matonis. So Mo says Mesavkele Rav, umishim sveike potalei, da moitze mechavere olavaraye abom. Abu Kaponim here is really going too far by chapping the matonis. Eisvei Rav Idi bar ovin le Rav Pope. Now we're going to ask Akasha. Before we come to the kasha, we have a whole braisa to go through, so I don't know if we'll get up to the kasha, but first, this is a kasha on Rav, who was mesupik, if Leviim are called on. But we're going to go through a whole braisa. We learned a braisa as follows. Arba matnois aniyim shebekerem. A kerem, there are four matnois aniyim. A peret means that when you boitzer the anovim, when you cut off the anovim, so the anovim that fall down, b'shas the b'tzirim, so they're called, it's
It's similar to leket by tvua. This is peret, belongs to the aniyim. Va'oilalois, these are grapes, clusters of grapes, which do not grow in a cluster. You just have single grapes growing on the stem. It doesn't branch out. There's no ribui of grapes on the bottom of the stem. It's just like a stem with single grapes growing on the stem. So that's called oilalus, and that is potter, and that is matnasani. Vashikra vapei, and if they forgot to be boitzer a vine, or peye, all this is the dalet matnas aniyim shebekerem. V'shalosh shebetvue. There's three matnas aniyim by tvue. Haleket vashikra vapeye. Shnayim shebeilom. By a tree, there's two matnas aniyim. Hashikra vapeye. Fine. So now we mentioned all matnas aniyim, and now we're going to say halachis by matnas aniyim. Kulam ein bahem toivas anola bailam. Number one, all matnas aniyim, there's no toivas hano to the bailam. That means that there's a din tazay, you leave it, the aniyim come and take it, you don't have any day in the chiluk of matnas aniyim, you're not a balabos, you leave it there, the shikra, the peya, the leket, they come and they take you out of the picture. Halacha number one, by matnas aniyim. Number two, vafilu oni shebi Yisrael meitzien miyodai. Afilu you have a bal, a karke, someone possesses a kerem, a sode, an ilon, and he's a legitimate, genuine oni. So memela mamish, so now there's some leket, the fell from his tvua, he's hard, there's some leket. No, Adam korvates a lot for me, so you're not allowed to take from your field. Well, let's see, there's a drash later, leiselaket, la'oni, lahazer, oni al shaloi. An oni is not permitted to take from the matnas aniyim that grew in his karka. Fine. That's halacha number one. By these matnas aniyim, leket shikra peyin oilalus. Number two. Maiser oni hameschalik b'seich b'seich. But a second type of matnas aniyim, maiser oni, that we give the shona shlishis, Hamischalik b'seich b'seich, that is divided b'seich b'seich. There, yesh by toivis hanola bailam. There is a toivis hanola bailam. The bailam daniyim come to his house, and he gives who he wants to give. But also, vafiloni shebisrom mitzino yisimiyotoy. But here, the same halacha applies. He has ma'aser oni, he's a legitimate oni, he cannot take for himself. He is toivas hano, give it to any oni you want, but not to yourself. V'shar matnas kud. Now we're going to differentiate between matnas aniyim or matnas kudim. V'shar matnas kudim, kegoin azroya v'lachayayim v'akeve. Ein moitzien oison loimikoyen lekoyen loimilevi lelevi. Here there's a difference between matnas kohune and matnas aniyim. Matnas aniyim moitzien oisim yodai. Rabid, it grew by you, you give it an oni. You know how to take it for yourself, even though you're legitimate oni. Matnas kohune, this koyen at a behemoth, he shechted it, his royal chayayim vekeve. You're looking for a koyin to give it to? Chayecha koydmin. I don't take it away from this koyin to give it to another koyin. You want to keep it yourself? Gesundtai. So the Barais is differentiating between matnas aniyim and matnas kohune. Now before we go further, the Barais will start bringing the mekayres for these halachas, but let us first see Rashi so far. זאת רשי, להוש מייטה דרב, רפופס had over the שמייטה of רב, that רב was מסופק if לביים עקוד על עום. דרב לספקלי, דלת, בת נעיס עדים, הנוי אגייס בקרם, ואלוהי, הפרט ואילולס, כדרסי וכמה חולי סוילו, הפרט כמה חולי סלקים, מסכס פיים הפרש איזי אילולס, כל שאין לו, לא כסף ולא נטף, that there's no branches growing out from the stem, and there's no cluster on the bottom. Vashikra vapeya kula yalef lakaman, here is Rashi still on the Gemara Medala. Kula yalef lakaman. Peret, what's the title? Peret? Anovim anoshrim bishas betzira. When you're in the midst of harvesting and some grapes fall, that's called peret. Leket anoshrim bishas ktzira. That fellow bishas ktzira. Shtayim be'ilon lakaman yalef lo. Ein bem teves hanola bailim, ein beyodom lesitein lechol mi sheyirtzu. They cannot give it to whoever they want. Elokol lakaydim zoch, whoever wants to take it, takes it. Lakamim aforish taime. Moitzin esheloi miyodai. Now it says by matnas haniyin, im hoyo loy kerem, oitvua oy ilom, koifen oisoi litein. You force him to give. Aber meiser oni heul mischalek besoych habayes laacher shehichnes tviyose lebay, since this is divided after he brought it into his house, there he has teves hano. We have to understand exactly what Rashi means, but let us go further. יש בהם טויבס הנו לביילם, שביודוי לסיטן לאיזה יוני שירצה. Rashi says, since the it is divided בסויך בייסוי, so there he has a טויבס הנו, he can give it to everyone he wants, וחווי רוי אוים אלוי, and what's it at טויבס הנו, that is חווה will tell him, הילך סל הזה, וסן כל מייסרי סכה לקרוי ויוני, I know Tavis Hano Dover Muet. That means he can get some money from the division of the Maisoni. Let us just see Taisvis. Two Taisvis. Maisoni Hamischalik Besech Abayis. So Rashi said, we didn't explain Rashi. Rashi said the reason he has Tavis Hano is because it's Mischalik B'Seich Habayis. We have to understand exactly what this because is. Taisvis says no. Maisaroni Mischalik B'Seich Habayis. Davki Nokat HaMischalik B'Seich Habayis. The Maisaroni that is divided in the house. What does that mean? The Shnei Dine Maisarim. There are two Dine Maisar. Echot mischalek teichabayis. There's one meiser oni that is divided to the aniim teichabayis. Ve'echot mischalek b'seich agronis. And there's one meiser oni that is put out in the goyrim and the aniim take for themselves. Kedemash meperk based in the dorim. That there's two. Now, the maaser that is taken by the aniyim from the goyim, ain la bailim by teves hano, the bailim have no shlita over this. Now, what is the magic word? If it's divided in the house, then the bailim is a shlita. If it's in the goyim, he doesn't have a shlita. ובספרים מפורש לא מקרוי, בספסוקים, כוסף אחד אימא מקצי שולי שונים, תויצי אסכל מייסר תבו אוסכו בינחתו. By the mitzvah of ביר מייסרס, it says at the end of the third year, תויצי, take out es kol meisa tvosa, take out all your meisa, which includes also meisa oni. We're talking about meisa oni is b'chal the third year. So it says, this is Pesach time, toitzi es kol meisa tvosa, vihinachto, and vihinachto means leave it there. Don't put it. You leave it there. So we see there's a mitzvah of toitzi, take it out of your house, and vinachta, you leave it there. So we see there's a din by maiseroni that the Bailam has no shlit over it. Alme tzorich lanichi begoyen. Uboyin ani vinoit lemoise. Because of echad oimam, ki sechale la'aser, vinosato lelevi. You give to the levi. So we have a second pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'nasata l'levi alma." So we see from this as follows: we see b'soich abayis alma b'soich abayis mechalkoi midechsi v'nasata. So there are two zmanim. There's one zman of v'nasata, and there's one zman v'nachtoi. So what is pshat? Okay, sir. Ada Pesach shehu zman kshomim. That means Mestame, the tvua was out in the fields the whole summer. And they used to bring it in Tishrei time, Chag HaOsif, and they couldn't leave it out because then was the zman kshomim. So the tvua, there's no seder of minachtoi, it can get ruined. V'minichi b'chutz nifsat, is mechalkoi b'soich b'soi. V'zeh ma'isaronim ischalik b'soich habayis. So that, there it says, v'nosato l'levi. That is the ma'isa that was brought into the house. They brought it from Tishrei till Pesach. It wasn't the house. And all the ma'isaronim he had there, if he wanted to, he could be mechalik, but there he had tevis anon. Mikan ve'ilech, when it came this man habio, Shuhu yimei akayitz menichi b'chutz begronis v'aniim boim b'noit l'moise. So Tosfos says that what the Baraisa said maseroni amischalik b'soich beisoi, that's kipshutoi, there is a maseroni mischalik b'soich beisoi. Yesh boi toivas ano l'baylam. So here it says that maseroni amischalik b'soich beisoi, the baylam is toivas ano. Nire the davar sheyesh by tevis ano lebailim, something that the bailim have a tevis ano, they can decide who to give it to. Afilu ba'oni velokhoi meitzien miyodei. If the oni didn't ask him, he wasn't so polite. He knocked on the door and then he saw the meiser oni there. He took it out, and so the Bailam goes and schleps him to Bezen and Shuldik. I didn't give it to you. I have Toivis Hano. So Lamaise, give it back. Agabuche, let us just be Elech. We hear two Lishainis in Rashi. Rashi says by, Rashi's talking about Tevel, by Trume. So Rashi says, if osi liyodei b'tivlayu, that a koyin got a pekodin of tevil, if yod matonish lehumu kemisha humu domi, so Rashi says, zocha b'mina hefke sherei kodam, even though by trumid is tevis ano, the Rashi says a second lotion, shemosu lehes a tevil liskois b'trumid shaboy. So Rashi, when we learn to Rashi, we explain this a big, that Rashi is a very yesoidistic. There's two lashonos in Rashi. If a case, if he has toivas ano, if the koyin can chap, two lashonos in Rashi. The first lashon says he gave him a pekodin, and the koyin takes the truma for himself without asking. The second lashon, Rashi says, no, I can only take if he told him b'zeichem. Bekitzer, so we had mentioned then, there's different mahalchim in Rashi. Either Rashi is going if you hold toivas ano a moment, or toivas ano ain't a moment. So it could be that Gufish pshat and Tosfos. This is going if you hold toivas ano a moment. נראה דדובי שיש בי טוב אסנו לביילם, אפילו בעוני ולא קרי מציעים מיודי, אין דעצבי על טוב אסנו מומי, אין... לכן, נתאיס כאן פיור טוב אסנו מומי, נראה שסגוין, פיור טוב אסנו אין אי מומי. דדובו שאין בי טוב אסנו לביילם, נתאיס אסס פרדה. But it's something that is not Tevis Anolabailim. Lokrai Eim Mitzim Yodim. Let us, the Levi says, the Mordekip case over here. We heard, this is the bigger life in the Gemara before, we heard a Maise that an Osher went and then ate Leket Shekrepeyim. And later, so we heard Rabbi Lezer holds, שיחזה ישלם. יחזה ישלם, ומובן זה, הוא עשי טייבס הנומובן. So על כפונים, so וייסט אוכליס, טייבס נאין המומן. טייבס הנומובן, I'm sorry. So טייבס says like this, ומי הוא אם לא ילוקרי, ובעוני ושולו ממנו, אם ירצה לא ייתן לוי, דקול אליהו מומן שאין לוי טייבן. ומצורך ליתנר לטייבן, כן, אבל יש לוי טייבן. So Tosfos says, where there's no Tevis Hano, that means the Bailim doesn't have any Tevis Hano, it's not his Matnas Hanim, he's just going and paying. So the Gemara said, if you hold Momin Shein Lei Tevim, it cannot be Teveya, so why do you say Yishalim? So you see from over there, that when the Oni asks you, and I'm a Chuyiv to give it, because or else maybe that's the Yishalom. He asked me. So you see, I'm not Mechuyiv to give you. If he haps it, then the Kabei will be, become his, but I'm not Mechuyiv to give it. Now, let us continue with the Gemara on Amud Aleph. Now the Gemara is going to bring droshes on these halachas that we had learned. Arba matone shebeker, it's around six lines from the bottom. Arba matone shebeker. Haperet voilis b'shikra b'peya. Dersiv, where do we see all these matones? Pekar mocha loisa oilo. That's oilolis. Uperet kar mocha loisa lakate. That's peret. Ursiv kisivse kar mocha loisa oilo acharecho. What does acharecho mean? Omar Rab Levi. Achrecha zu shikcha. Achrecha min shibcha. Peya, how do we know? So we now we have peret, oilolis, and shikcha. Peya, how do you know this? That in peya by kerem, goma achrecha, achrecha mizayis. The see by his eyes, it says, Ki sach beit zeisecho loy sefoir achrecho. And sefoir means you should not take off all the peyres, you should leave over some peyres, you should leave over peyre. V'tane d'beirev yishmo shloy titel tif artoy mimenu. You shouldn't take away the tiferes from the ilam. So memela, so we learn that achrecho achrecho from ilam. Shloisha shebetvue. There are three by tvue. Haleket vahashikro vahapeya. Dersiv ubekutzrechem esksiralzechem leisethale pasotcho bekutzrecho. So there it says peya. Beleket ksircho leiselake. So there it says leket. Kisikze ksircho besotcho beshechachto ima. Pasote. There's shikras. We have leket. Shikha and Payim. Now we have Shachtoim Basoda. Shnayim Shebi Ilam Hashikha Vahapeya Tersiv Kisachpe Zeisecha Leisafai Rachecha, which is Payim. But Tadve Rabbi Shmo Shleititot Tif Artai Mimeno, that means you shouldn't take off all the Payim, leave over Payim. Achrecha Zu Shikha. Vikulon ain't bem tevis hanola bailim, and all of them there's no tevis hanola bailim. My time, azivixibu, says leave it over. That's one thing. Vafilu oni shebi yisro mitzino yisim yode. Afilu the bala sode, the bala kerem is hanoni, is mokuiv to give matnasanim. תכסיב ולקט פסיכה לא יסלקט לעוני ולגרת הזה ואיסם, צו בידרשן לא יסלקט לעוני להזר עוני על שלוי. Other same shot, because in Dignik it should have said Fakel. Leket sicha loy selaket, you shouldn't take it. Tazav oysam looni vilager. Leave it for looni ager. Since it says looni next loy selaket, so this is coming to tell us that a fill of the bailam is anoni, loy selaket looni lazer oni al shalay. O maiser oni amischalik besoich habayis, yesh boi toives ano la bailam. My time nisinexibay, Beloni Shabisomitsinoisimiodoi, Tom Rabbi Loigama Lager Lager Mehoson, Mala Hola Muzaroni Al Shaloi, Afkan Muzaroni Al Shaloi. And let us see Rashi. Talad Matonis, Bereshim before Shlola Kula Baraisa. First he explains the whole Baraisa. What a mice of cute, the letting list Kakashan Rab. Achechazu Shikro, Shane Eloma Achav, that means he passed it by and he wasn't Kaiser. Kedisnan Shalafonam Aine Shikro, that what's in front of him, and he didn't get there yet, there's no Shikro. Shalacham Shikro, Zaklal Koshababal Toshu, he has to go back to pick it up, Shikro. Shane Babal Toshu, Aine Shikro. Peya Bekerem, גור מאחרך אחרך מזייס, עושים אלי ספר אחרך. גטון דבי רבי שמויר שלי טיטל תפארתי אמנו. כלוימה לי סיטל כל פעירי. Now, the Rashi is going to explain, if we would say לי ספר means you shouldn't beautify. לי ספר אחרך, you shouldn't beautify the tree. So Rashi says, no, the taich is lo sefer, you should not take away the beauty of the tree by taking off all the peiros. And where do we see such lashonis that it means the opposite? It means lo sefer doesn't mean don't beautify, it means don't take away the beauty. It says, b'chol tvuosi tisharish, so tisharish really means to root, and we darshan the mashmakire. But for us, you should deroot. Take it. Be oiker it. Veloshin vayizane b'cho. So vayizane b'cho would be translated, he put on a zonov. No, the translation is not all as zinvach. He took off the zonov. Ashpir belaz vahainu shleitito peyer. It means, leisefayel, you shouldn't take away the peyer. Kulu aziv exibu shetzoich laniach sham behefke v'loi sheyichalkin. Hanich zibu tazeh v'rei aziv. It says leave it there. Hanich nami exibu hu yiyeh. Others that say yiyeh. Aino bazive. Leave it. It should be the mashma v'av yoseye. Like zive bein esina. Leislaket loni v'lager mashma leislaket anim mazeh loni. Nesina Ksivbe, Nusata Lager, Lalevi, Lager Layosam Amone, Gama Lager Lager Mehosan, Mevleki Ksichalai Salakit, Laoni Lager, Balahoni Ozer, Mu Oni Muzer, Genamina Lahazer Oni Al Shaloi.